السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال الله عز وجل: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وولده ووالده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and final messenger of Allah for the benefit of the whole of mankind, as a mercy towards all the nations and the worlds until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Unfortunately, the enemies of Islam, they do blasphemy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They speak ill, ridicule, insult, and disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now and then, just to instigate the emotion and anger of the Muslim Ummah throughout the world. You people must be aware of what happened last week in France and is still going on. And this is not the first time. The blasphemy is taking place now and then, over and over again. And if you study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find that since our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed himself as Rasul of Allah, as the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and started inviting towards the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the day one there were the enemies, people of Makkah, start blasphemy, insulting, ridiculing, and saying bad words to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is not new. This is the fight and battle between the haq and batil, between the truth and falsehood, between the light and the darkness, between the right and wrong. It is from the beginning. And that's why in those days when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was insulted several times, even while he was performing salat inside the Ka'batullah, he just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and kuffar comes and they put the, you know, intestine of the animal and camel on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he could not stand up from the sujood. And on the street, how as he was passing, they used to mock upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to say bad word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the public, and in the gullies and in the streets and wherever they could have chance, physically, emotionally, they used to ridicule Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you see the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a rahmatul lil alameen. He never took revenge from any enemy, from anyone who insulted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically and emotionally. He just tolerated and made sabr upon it and left the case in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Aas ibn Wail said bad word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his son Hazrat Qasim or Ibrahim passed away in infancy. They were small young boys, they passed away. So in Arab culture, if father doesn't have the male child, they used to call him Abtar. Abtar is a bad word. That a person who does not have his lineage left, his lineage is cut off. There is no one to take his name after his demise. Abtar. So Aas ibn Wail, there are so many other kuffar, but he was the main person who spoke word against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, started laughing and mocking that look, his son passed away, now no one will take his name after him. His lineage is cut off. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hurt very badly. He was insulted very badly. What he did? He makes sabr. And because of his sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the verses in the Holy Quran protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heaven spoken against those kuffar and mushrikeen who were insulting and humiliating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse which remain in the Holy Quran until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Oh my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't worry what these enemies are talking. Don't worry what they are mocking upon you, insulting you. Don't pay attention towards them. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. That we have granted you abundance khair, kawthar, fount of kawthar, abundance khair. This is the gift for you. You will have privilege, you will have honor, you will have dignity on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Amongst all the prophets, amongst all the anbiya and messengers of Allah, you will be number one. You will be very close to me. You will have a special fountain from paradise, which you're going to distribute the water of Kawthar to your ummah when they will be thirsty. But this is a very great honor and trophy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which comforted the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no matter what these people of Makkah talking bad about me, but look at what my Allah, my master, is rewarding and giving me the reward because of my sabr. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. What you should do, this is the lesson for you and me, my brothers. Right? What the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advising to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't worry whatever they, don't pay attention towards them, ignore them, because we already granted you kawthar. Now what you should do as my prophet, as my servant, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. You must turn towards me, pray to me, bow down in front of me and make all the sacrifices. So physical and mental service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to do. If they are ridiculing you, if they are insulting you, don't pay attention. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. You must turn towards me and start praising me, praying to me, bow down in front of me. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. Definitely those who are telling you that your lineage is cut off, their lineage will be cut off. No one will be there to take their names. They will be destroyed in the history. No one will know about. Now who knows about today's time, about Aas ibn Wail, where is his family, where is his children and all? No one knows about him. He disappeared from the history. No one knew about him. But look at on the other side, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the name of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All over the world, 5 times a day, Adhan is going on. And when the Adhan is going on, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been claimed, has been called all over the world, all 5 times. That's why in Surah Al-Inshiraq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again praise our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this verse, and this is the ayat of the Holy Quran, that Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dharak wa rafa'na laka zikrak. We have elevated, exalted your name, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever my name will be taken, your name will be taken with my name immediately, together. So this is the respect, this is the honor given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can insult Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can diminish the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are millions of people all over the world taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day, all the time. When Walid ibn Mughira said bad word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one bad word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in retaliation in Surah Al-Qalam mentioned, Hazrat Jibreel Islam came down immediately. Look, this was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever kuffar of Makkah used to ridicule Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah used to keep quiet. He never used to go out and answer, you know, and debate with them or condemn them. No. His action used to be always calm. Calm down and make sabr and keep quiet. And in that sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly used to be speak on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here also, when he spoken one bad word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, in that Allah mentioned 10 bad words for Walid ibn Mughira. Hammadin masha'in min yamin manna'il khair mu'tadin athil utullin ba'd dhalik zanin. Ayat revealed, you talking one bad word to my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot tolerate it. 10 bad words in return for that Walid ibn Mughira. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it will be recited all over the world till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. He passed, he was killed long time ago, 1500 years ago. Still, every single day, he is getting cursed from the Muslims. Whoever reciting Surah Al-Qalam, he is cursing upon him. Every single day. How many kuffar in the world, they are making tilawat of the Quran every single day. And whenever they recite these verses of the Holy Quran, they are cursing upon him. So this curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously upon the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever this France did, my brothers, this is double standard. Whatever in the October, you must have know about it, but very briefly, that this teacher, Samuel Paty, he was a teacher of the middle school, history and geography teacher. And every year he used to bring this, Charlie Hebdo, magazine, who printed the cartoon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 2015, and one Muslim killed some, the staff of the Charlie Hebdo office, and it was a big issue at the time. All over the world, Muslim agitated and opposed this action. But they printed a newspaper. He used to bring this teacher Samuel Paty every year in the class. And in front of the students, he used to show the pictures. And this is what happened last Friday also. He was teaching the class, and on the name of freedom of speech, he brought that newspaper again and started showing to the kids and teaching them, this is what, we cannot tolerate any religion, and we have freedom of speech, and this and that. And meanwhile, he was insulting our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So parents, when they came to know about it, they immediately they send a message to the principal and they oppose this action of the teacher and demanded that he must be resigned. He must be resigned. But the government is a communal government. Don't believe any religion. So for the president, this was not big shock. So when this video became viral, so one young man, he was not even a student. His name was Abdullah. He was Chechenian refugee, 18 years old only. He came 100 miles away, and from the town when he heard about this teacher, he could not tolerate. And when, as he was passing through the street, he just caught him and he beheaded, he killed him there and there on the street. So when he killed him, it became a very big issue. And police came, and there and there they shoot him on the spot. He became shaheed, whatever. But we condemn, Islam doesn't allow to kill anyone in this way. Whatever it is, we're not approving that. But on the other hand, my brothers, we have to understand how double standard this government of the France, this president, you know, Emmanuel Macron is doing. One side they're saying freedom of speech, and on the other side they are insulting our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when that incident happened, the president of France, you know, Emmanuel Macron, on his speech, has condemned Islam, and he said Islam is a crisis in all over the world. But Islam is, as Dr. Zakir said very beautifully, Islam is not a crisis all over the world. Islam is a solution for the crisis all over the world. Islam is the solution for the crisis of all over the world. And this Macron should know the history of the France. What they did 100 years back. They were colonizing so many countries, like British Empire used to colonize India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, all over, Australia and Canada. Likewise, this French government used to colonize so many countries, like Algeria is number one, and Morocco, Tunisia. All these countries were under the rule of the French. And what they used to do? They used to kill the Muslims. And they used to bring their heads of the leaders of the Muslim who used to come forward and, you know, take the rallies and do oppose of the governments of the France. It was not allowed in their time to speak any word against of colonial government. And whoever is to say, they used to just kill them on the spot. Where there was freedom of speech at that time. And they killed thousands of Muslims of Algeria, and they conquered Algeria in 1813. From 1813 till 1954, this whole Algeria, Tunisia, all these countries were under their rule, and they were treating the Muslims just like slaves. Muslims had no right. And when any leader of Muslim used to come forward and speak against the government or against the Jewish people, they used to, you know, kill them and bring their head into the Paris, into France, and put their heads inside the box in the museum. Up till today, there are thousands of heads of the Muslims are there in the museum of the France, in the Paris. Where is the freedom of speech? Right? And when Muslim Algeria started the freedom fighting in 1954, and they got freedom in 1962 only. And within this period, there are over a million Muslims were already killed. Right? And then when they became free now, they were not allowed to speak anything against the French government. This much of operation injustice was going on in France. Now they're talking about freedom of speech. When this Macron said bad word about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so as a retaliation, as the reaction, when the Turkish president Tayyip Erdogan responded to his speech, And he said that the president of France, Macron, needs brain surgery. He needs to fix his brain. So this word, when spoken by the Turkey governor, president, Tayyip Erdogan, the France did not tolerate. He said, this is the insult of our president. And immediately they pulled out their ambassador from Turkey, called him back to the France, and they cut off their relationship. Okay? Now look at one side. When person is talking one bad word against the president of France, and they say this is not, it cannot be tolerated, right? It is an insult of the president of the France. How can he say he need a brain treatment? And how many people are following the president of France? Maybe few millions, right? Maybe few thousands. And he regarded this sentence as an insult. What about when the president of France is speaking ill and disrespecting the Prophet of Rasulullah, the Prophet of Islam, who has so many followers, millions of followers all over the world? And he pulled out his ambassador just because of this. So what about the Muslims? What are they going to do? Right? So you regard this insult of the president, if you don't regard the insult of Rasulullah, when you're talking ill about him, when you're disrespecting the Prophet of Allah in your speech over and over again. So this is the double standard, my brothers. But we cannot do to that much what we have to do as a Muslims, as a true followers of Rasulullah. At least we should boycott all the products of the France. There are so many companies, special, you know, the products they are using, cosmetics and all of that stuff. The Garner company, which is very famous company of France. We should, there's a list, I don't know, brother, you brought a list? The brother brought some papers over there. You can take that list of the products which was, you know, manufactured in France. At least as the Muslims, we should boycott. And if those products, if you have in our houses, throw it away immediately and don't buy those products. That much at least every individual should do right now. Boycott all the products of the France immediately. And tell our sisters and mothers, don't buy any product which is manufactured in France. That much as the Rasulullah is the Ummah of Rasulullah, we should do it. And we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, why they are insulting our Rasulullah? Because we as the Ummah of Rasulullah are not playing our role. We Ummah of Rasulullah should practice on the Sunnah of Rasulullah, should come back onto the Islam, should be practical in 5 times Salah and following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah in our daily life. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, Tabi'in used to love Rasulullah in the true sense, they used to respect Rasulullah in true manner, they used to practice upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah in true sense, they had no incident of insulting our beloved Rasulullah in the world. Now why it's happening? Because we Muslims are far away from the Sunnah of Rasulullah. We don't find Muslims are following or practicing on the Sunnah of Rasulullah. We just verbally saying we love Rasulullah, but in our daily, in our practical life, look at yourself. Look at everybody's self. How many Sunnah of Rasulullah? The main Sunnah is 5 times prayers. How many of us are following that Sunnah of Rasulullah? Because of that, Rasulullah died. It's a Quratu Aini fi Salah. Coolness of my eyes in the Salah. How many Muslims are praying 5 times Salah today? We should not blame the world. We should blame ourselves. We are responsible for this insult. We are responsible for this disrespect of Rasulullah. We left the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah. That's why they have courage and they have things to do against Rasulullah. If we come back on the Sunnah path of Rasulullah, people will have no courage and no power to do anything against the Rasulullah. May Allah give us profit for that.